Welcome back to the shop, and our next segment topic is on football, and what a history, my friends. 17 national championships, 37 conference championships, 9 NCAA Division I AA FCS national championships between 2011 and 2021, and 5 titles between 2011 to 2015 for Division I FCS, a 5-1 bowl record, and how about this? 44-3 playoff record in Division I FCS and an .838 winning percentage since moving to Division I in 2004. And we, my friends, are talking about, of course, the North Dakota State Bison. This is our special program today because our topic is the 5 greatest football players at North Dakota State all time. I'll give you my 5, then call with your list. We can argue, debate, and discuss my list and yours on this special segment of the top 5 greatest football players ever, I mean ever, to strap on the green and yellow for North Dakota State. Welcome to this segment again. I'm Herman Howard, and glad you have taken the time from your busy schedules to join us today. And let's get this thing started. This is not easy, to rank and pull the top 5. Yes, it's not the top 20. Not the top 15, not even the top 10, but only the 5 best players ever to play for North Dakota State football. Why, you may ask, only top 5? Because with 5 players, this puts them in a very, very, very elite category, which separates them from the rest as the all-time greats. So let's begin with my list, and I want to hear from you nonstop with your calls at the shop at 800-725-1352. That's 800-725-1352. Well, let's get started with the number 5 pick. Has to be wide receiver Zach Robb. He played from 2011 to 2015, the standout from Rosemont, Minnesota. This man had to overcome not one, not two, but 3 broken his career as the leader with 195 receptions, 2,957 yards, and 28 touchdown receptions. Robb caught at least one pass in 54 out of 58 career games, and he had 10 career 100-yard receiving games. And what about the playoffs? He was even more special. He hauled in 43 grabs for 610 yards and 6 touchdowns in 14 NCAA playoff games. A standout in the classroom, a member of the MVFC Honor Roll, and also a scholar on the Commissioner's Academic Excellence Award and the President's Council Academic Award. And that's just some of the awards. How about some of the other ones? All-Conference First Team, All-Conference Honorable Mention, and Academic All-District. He was also an All-State High School Athletic in Minnesota. He was a great athlete there. He was Mr. Football in the state of Minnesota in 2009. So Zach Robb is obviously my number 5 choice. He's the greatest receiver in the history of the Bison program because he had to overcome 3 collarbone injuries to become a prolific pass catcher and one of the cornerstone players in Bison history. How about number 4? Let's go to the defensive side, and how about cornerback Marcus Williams from Minneapolis? He played from 2010 through 2013. What a great career. He had 21 picks, 7 interception returns for touchdowns. That set an FCS record, and he had at least 1 pass defended in 41 games. He was an All-American First Team by the Sports Network and also by the Associated Press. He had some big moments in his great career. He had a big pick in the win at Kansas State and also had a pick 6 in the game against Delaware State, a 33-yarder and a 61-yard pick 6 against Furman. He was a shutdown corner. They talk about Deion Sanders as a shutdown corner. Well, he was a shutdown corner, and talking about Marcus Williams. In his junior year, he had 7 picks with 11 passes defended, 39 tackles, 23 of them for solos, and had 6 picks in the NCAA playoffs. How about in his sophomore year? Many people really get their start in the sophomore year, but Williams, he was a big-time impact player in his sophomore year in 2011. He had 7 picks with 15 pass breakouts and scored 3 defensive touchdowns. So my number 4 selection is the all-purpose and all-around cornerback Marcus Williams. Let's shift to number three, my good friends. How about John Crockett, the running back from 2012 to 2014? He had three 1,000-yard seasons. He finished second on the school career list with 4,309 yards and had the single-season rush record. But how about this? 1,994 yards in his senior season, and he had 20 100-yard rush games, the second most in school history, and is the second player to pass 5,000 career all-purpose yards with 5,131 and had 397 yards on the receiving end in his final year in 2014. And what about a senior campaign for him? 2,419 all-purpose yards, 1,994 rush yards, and he had 21 touchdowns, which was an average of 5.4 yards per carry. And how about that big game at Western Illinois? He threw a 16-yard touchdown pass to Carson Wentz in the fourth quarter in that huge comeback in 11 out of 16 games and had a playoff record. Many people forget about this one. 227 yards in the quarterfinal win against Coastal Carolina and was the 2014 Sports Network All-American second team. He was 6 foot, 215 pounds, not a huge back and according to today's standards, but he had the power and also the speed to make a difference. He had that 80-yard run at Iowa State and a 40-yard reception against Indiana's field. Number three pick, John Crockett. Down to the final two, and of course, have to go with the quarterback, Easton Stick, at number two. How about this record? 49-3, the most wins by a starting quarterback in FCS Division I history. That's right, 49-3 in a career from 2015 to 2018. He had 88 career touchdowns and 41 rush touchdowns, 6'1", 224 pounds. He had 28 touchdown passes in his junior and his senior seasons and had 2,700 yards in his final season. How about the records? And as a freshman, 8-0 as a freshman, just right out of high school in 2015, 12-2 as a sophomore, 14-1 as a junior, and 15-0 as a senior in 2018. And he completed 61% of his passes and was a four-time champion in his great career. He was a member of the first team All-Conference selection in 2018 and also an APA FCS All-Time All-American. Well, what else can you say about Stick? He was a Walter Payton Award finalist, also a member, he was in the NFL Scouting Combine, and also an AP All-American on the first team. And how about the postseason? That is when players, the big-time players, make big-time plays, and Stick was able to do that. He threw for 23 touchdown passes for over 2,000 yards, 2,233 yards. He rushed 16 times for 147 yards and three touchdowns in the semifinal win over South Dakota State. And through the year, he was 12 out of 15 for .169. And how about the game at Missouri State? He had five touchdown passes in the first half alone. He was a do-it-all quarterback, a great person, very humble. My number two pick is Easton Stick. And the number one player I feel is the greatest in Bison history has to be Brock Jensen. He led the Bison to three consecutive national championships in 2011, 2012, and 2013. He finished fourth in the 2013 Walter Payton Award, 6'3", 225 pounds. He was a 2013 AP All-American, College Sporting News Fab 5 All-American, and also was the Missouri Valley Football Conference Offensive Player of the Year, 47-5 as a starter. He holds the Bison career record holder for pass attempts, completions, yards, TD passes, and total offensive attempts in yards. He won three straight FCF championships and ended his career on a 24-game winning streak and had some big-time wins at Minnesota, at Colorado State, and also at Kansas State. And he threw and also when in that game. When you talk about his great performances, perhaps had one of the more dramatic plays in school history, his one-yard touchdown run with 28 seconds left finished an 18-play, 80-yard drive to beat Kansas State 24-21, and he had 313 pass yards in the win over Missouri State. He is a member of the Honor Hall and also was the NCAA Championship Game MVP in 2013 and 2014. He was all everything. He was Mr. Clutch, Mr. November, Mr. December. He had ice water in his veins, Mr. MVP, Mr. Smile, Mr. Everything for the Bison program. That is my number one choice and Brock Jensen. So to recap, number five was the wide receiver, Zach Robb. Number four was Marcus Williams, the cornerback. John Crockett was number three, the running back. Easton Stick, number two. And Brock Jensen is my... What is your list? Call me now at 800-725-1352. Nonstop calls. Let's argue. Let's debate. Let's have fun. This is The Shop at 10 past the hour.